Some say the first state could have been more transparent in selecting its new voting system. Voting rights advocates complained the state had already chosen a vendor weeks before releasing the identity of the bidders. Jennifer Hill of Common Cause Delaware says they requested bid information in February, but the Office of Management and Budget declined to release it. Even though the Attorney General's office sided with Common Cause in May, it wasn't released until the end of July.
You know, they effectively had decided which vendor they wanted already, and yet the public was not allowed to know any of that information.
State Senator Brian Townsend inserted language into the bond bill passed earlier this year, requiring this week's public hearing, where a task force gave its approval to buy machines from election systems and software. The final contract heads to the Joint Capital Improvement Committee for a final vote Monday. It could end up costing $13 million. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.